A quick point from Eileen. Morning, Eileen.
Good morning, right?
Yes,
I just wanted to make Alex Kane made a point there about, you know, you look at people sideward glances and that. But I mean, I'll be honest with you, if I was to go onto a plane and sit with somebody in the Eastern garb and you couldn't see anything of them, I would be dubious. I would be dubious of anybody dressed in that sort of Muslim type gear at the minute because of the bombs. I mean, it's only common sense that you would sort of go into a shop and maybe see people sitting there and they're Muslims, and you would look at them twice, you know. And I also think that they all believe in Allah, and it's up to their religious leaders in the mosques to tell them there is no such thing as Allah giving you 21 versions when you do all these things. Where is this written down? You know, it must be coming from somewhere that Allah says they're going to get this great reward if they go out and blow up the Western world. Where's that coming from?
It's coming from one of the most extreme interpretations of some 13th century quote. I was reading an article about this over the weekend. There is an extreme interpretation of the Islamic faith that would allow people to believe that about the virgins awaiting them. The same as we would in the Bible see something along the lines of the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If you believe something and take it literally, of course you can abuse what's in there. But more concerning to me, Eileen, is your analysis of seeing a person in a Muslim headdress or in Muslim clothing, or being beside someone, as you said, on a plane who may not be dressed in a conventionally Western way. What sort of thoughts would be going through your head?
I wonder, are they a suicide bomber? You know, I mean, I would never have thought that before. It's only in the last while back that there have been so many bombs, and it's all been from the same Islamic people. You know, they're all Islamic, they all believe in Allah, and I would be worried. And I know probably plenty of people would be, and there might be a lot of bleeding hearts say, oh yes, she's terrible, she's a racist. I'm not a racist, I'm a realist. And I think people should be careful where they go and watch out for any signs of hatred. Or standing, I mean, I've seen on TV, standing, some of these guys standing, preaching Islam on street corners, preaching hatred of the Western world. What are they living here for then? Go home.
Yes, you know. But you're talking about two different sorts of people. There are these radical preachers who definitely need to be challenged, and on some occasions have been challenged. And then there are other people who are radicalizing from a distance online. And needless to say, that is leading to a cancer in our society. But there's also the ordinary Muslim man or woman who's going about their lives in a way that's maybe better than your life or my life, the way that we might lead our lives. And you're judging them solely on the dress that they have. And I presume if you were on the underground in London and a chap from an Asian background or a Middle Eastern background got on board with a rucksack, would you feel fearful? Would you?
Yes, I would. Uh-huh. I would feel nervous, yes. At the moment, yes.
But Eileen, you know, I don't know how often you're in London, but, you know, every third young fella that gets on could be from a Middle Eastern persuasion, and most kids are carrying rucksacks. We can't go through our life judging people by how they look. That takes us back to trying to figure out whether people are Protestants or Catholics.
Well, sure, they're still doing that anyway, but still. I mean, just at this moment in time, you would be dubious if you did see somebody in Eastern Garb. I mean, we live here and we don't see as much of it. But on the TV, you know, it seems to be that there's just thousands and thousands of Muslims, and I'm not saying they're all ISIS.
But what you are saying is you're afraid of them all.
I would be fearful to be in a situation like an aeroplane or that where I couldn't get out if they were going to blow it up. Yeah, I would be fearful.
What about if you were rushed to hospital and there was one of them arrived to maybe give you a blood transfusion?
Yeah, not the time, but I mean, I wouldn't think a bomber was going to arrive with a blood transfusion.
Yeah, but could the next time you're on the plane, could you not think, oh, that woman sitting beside me might be the surgeon from the local hospital?
Yeah, you have to start thinking like that again. But I mean, with all the atrocity that's happened at the moment, people's minds are just thinking, oh dear, who's next, what's next, what are they doing? You know, and I'm sure it's not only me that's thinking that way.
Yeah, listen, Eileen, I'll throw it out there. Thank you very much for that. Does Eileen speak on your behalf when you see people from a Middle Eastern persuasion and they are a Middle Eastern ethnicity and they are sitting on a plane beside you or on the train beside you? Does it cross your mind that could be a bomber? Is that actually what we've got to now as a result of the experiences across in London and Manchester?